One of the concerns we have in the English-speaking community is the number of youth who move away from our area to seek other opportunities. Townshippers Association is a partner in a project that is working to encourage our youth to settle here, as well as attract more youth to our area. CJMQ would like to welcome Jenny Menard, Make Way for Youth Desjardins Migration Agent.
Hi. Hello.
And also Karina Pohl, she's the Communications Officer from Townships Association. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Okay, so Jenny, perhaps you could explain to us a little bit more about what this project is all about.
Yes, Townshippers Association's Make Way for Youth project is part of the Place aux Jeunes en Région initiative, which is to counter youth exodus and encourage qualified young professionals to migrate in areas outside of the large urban centers. So in our case, it would be the Estrie. The project offers a variety of services for young post-secondary students or graduates, including Discovery Day weekends, which features different MRCs we have in the Estrie throughout Friday to Sunday weekend to discover or rediscover the area, to develop a network of contacts with the socioeconomic actors and employers, mm-hmm. so the individuals are more willing to stay. We also offer personalized individual support services in order to help youth migrate to the area. So whether it's regards to finding daycares, schools for their children, a job, a social network, friends to hang out with, or anything of the sort. We also have access, the individuals also have access to websites and a weekly e-bulletin featuring local events, job opportunities, and news. There's also the Place aux Jeunes Ados, which is geared towards individuals between 14 and 17 to create a sense of belonging to the area and to prevent youth exodus from that age group. So yes, they can go to school outside of the area. The idea behind it is actually to have them come back here once they're done their education and to help with the flourishing of the area.
And how did the program get started?
The program actually first started and it was implemented in 1990-1991 with three MRCs, Charlevoix, Chibougamau, Chapais, and Vallée-la-Matapédia. Before it was known as the Place aux Jeunes Québec, the name was changed in 2009-2010 for Place aux Jeunes en Région. It's only in 2006 that Townshippers Association created the Make Way for Youth for the Estrie region. It started with a pilot project in the MRC of Quaticook to actually to the first steps towards creating.
Okay, so what would you say is the percentage of young people that leave our area, and what are some of the reasons as to why they leave?
I'm just going to pull out some stats here from 2006 and 2011 census. Just to speak with the English-speaking community and French-speaking community, the number of individuals who have identified as English as their mother tongue has slightly decreased since 2006. The number in 2006, according to Stats Canada, Statistics Canada census, was 20,715, and it has decreased to 20,485 in 2011. It represents approximately a 1% decrease for the Estrie. Surprisingly enough, it has not moved greatly, but when we look at the amount of French mother tongue in the Estrie, it demonstrates that there is a huge increase in the French population, which goes from 260,850 in 2006 to 273,030 in 2011. So right there, we see that there's a big gap between the Anglophones and the Francophones in the Estrie. And in regards to out-migration for all ages, we have a positive number, which is 314. However, when we look at the age gap between 20 and 29, which is where there's most the most amount of out-migration, we see that 2,494 individuals entering the Estrie, so those are between the ages of 20 and 29, we have 2,780 leaving, which means that we're at a negative of 286 individuals between the ages of 20 and 29 in 2011-2012.
So these are mainly English-speaking young people that leave?
Right now, this information, it can't be analyzed because of the fact that the census data is just coming out. Mm-hmm. But in 2006, between 2001-2006, there are some numbers which says that about 15.8% of the Anglophone population between 20 and 29 were moving from the Estrie from 2001 to 2006.
So part of your program is to also attract young people to the area. It's actually probably not that often that young English-speaking people will come to the area. However, Karina, you are an English-speaking person and you moved to the area. Why? What attracted you to this region?
Well, originally it was my husband, who was then my fiance, who was from the area, and we came to visit. And I'm originally from New Brunswick, mm-hmm. but was living in Ontario by the time I met him. And when I came back here, we found the scenery was beautiful, the people were friendly. It seemed like a very warm community and a place where we really wanted to at least give it a try. Mm-hmm. And there was the advantage, or there was an attraction in the fact that there was a French-speaking community here. It was, in some small way, like going to another country, because right. the lifestyle is very different and you're exposed to different things. Mm-hmm. But we both kind of have a pioneering spirit. So mm-hmm. for my husband, it was moving back. He's originally from Montreal and was raised in the townships. But for me, when he asked if I would like to come here, I jumped at the chance.
Mm-hmm. So it's not so bad to live here after all, is it?
No, but when I moved here, it was in 1999, well before a project like Make Way for Youth existed. Mm-hmm. And I know our own struggles coming here were immense. We mm-hmm. had no support. We saw this warm community, but we couldn't seem to break into it, really. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of isolation when we first came here, of huge difficulty in adjusting to a very, very different type of life. We struggled with language. We struggled to find jobs. It was a very, very large struggle. And in the first 3 years, we constantly debated whether we should leave or not.
Is that right? Right. So now with this project, Make Way for Youth, there is some help for English-speaking people who do move into the area. There's encouragement for young people not to leave the area. How can they go about contacting you to get this help? What can they do?
Yep. Well, they can actually send me an email. The email is mwfy@townshippers.qc.ca, or they can give me a call at the 819-566-5717, or the toll-free number, the 1-866-566-5717. The Make Way for Youth project that Townshippers Association is partnering with is the only project that is geared towards the English-speaking community. So actually, this is an advantage because I get to deal with the whole ST region, and the other migration agents only deal with one MRC. So I cover the whole ST region for the English-speaking community, or those that feel that they identify more with the Anglophone community.
So you mentioned earlier that there are Discovery Day weekends, so there's one coming up?
Yep, actually there are usually two or three during the year, from August 9th to 11th in the MRC of the Haut-Saint-François and Granite. During the weekends, which are actually free and all-inclusive, where transportation and lodging is included and meals, you get to actually network with individuals from the area, possibly entrepreneurs and employers. You get to visit businesses. You get to see the community. You get to be involved. It's a really fun weekend to enjoy from Friday to Sunday. So you can find out more actually on www.townshippers.qc.ca. And who knows, if you join us in August, you might be able to spend the evening with us and wish upon shooting stars at the Astrolab.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Well, thank you very much for explaining all of this today, Jenny and Karina, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Thank you.